So how many people out there have ever been digging through the paper and actually found like the puzzles in the back? You know, you got the Sudoku or the crossword puzzle and all those type of things. And you look at it and you go, this ought to be pretty easy. I'm just going to jump right in and get that done. Or perhaps, maybe for those of you who aren't inclined for that, I'm talking more to the guys here. How many times have you looked at that leaking faucet and said, you know what, this is going to be an easy fix. I'm just going to grab my tools and jump right in and take care of it. And 3 days later, in a call to the plumber, you're finally getting everything fixed, you know, just because it wasn't as, there was a little more involved than what you think. And in many ways, that's kind of what happens in this gospel today, that each and every one of us, I'm sure, has heard many, many times. And, you know, we look at it and we think, oh yeah, I think I got exactly what that one's talking about. But a lot of times, Jesus was pretty smart. Well, he was God. But, Jesus was pretty smart, and he knew to reach out to us. You know, he used stories that could, and examples that could reach people on a number of different levels. And at first, you know, when we hear the story, you know, about Lazarus and about the rich man, you know, a lot of times I think we can read into these stories some things that might not be there, or some things that Jesus's or miss some things that Jesus's audience might have already understood. You know, in this story, the rich man, you know, he comes off as pretty bad, and in many ways he kind of deserves it. But have you ever considered that what we don't hear is that he was a bad person? What we don't hear, you know, is that Jesus was condemning him for the way he lived in general. I mean, he was probably a very good man. He probably went to church every Sunday. He probably paid his tithe or even maybe a little bit more. He probably did all of the things that everyone around him thought were the correct and the proper things to do. Although he just seemed to miss the very important point that Jesus was trying to make today. You know, and that's the idea that our faith calls us to do more than just the minimum. Our faith calls us to do a lot more than just simply show up on church on Sundays. You know, our faith calls us to be attentive to those who are less fortunate than we are. Our faith calls us to reach out to those who are in need. You know, and a lot of times I think, you know, and I myself have been guilty of this at times, that I think, you know, I'm glad we've got people that do that. I'm glad that we've got those people who reach out to the poor and those people who work with them. And that, you know, the type of person who's going to go out and do that. But brothers and sisters, that's something that each and every one of us is called to do. And that's exactly the point that Jesus is making today. You know, we can do a lot of good things, but simply coming to church on Sunday and even simply just, you know, placing money in the collection is a lot less than what Jesus calls us to. You know, you might want to say, well, Father, what does it look like then? How can I get more involved if I'm going to actually follow Jesus' message today? What can I do? Well, there's a number of different ways that we can do that. You know, fortunately, God's pretty smart, and he knows us pretty well, and he's given us a bunch of different ways that we can reach out and that we can help other people. I mean, sometimes, and we're going to here in just a few moments, we're going to give you an example of what that looks like from some of our people who have entered into the internal ministry, you know, here at our parish. But, you know, there's a number of different things we can do to reach out to those who are less fortunate. I mean, if you look up, we've got, when we see all of the lists of things that are coming up, you know, there are many, many ways for everybody to get more involved than just simply coming to church on Sunday and doing the right thing. You know, because God asks us to help other people. It's that simple. And, you know, as we go through, I think one of the biggest things that our reading today talks about is to tell us to be alert to the things that are right under your nose, you know, to be aware of the needs of the people around us. Do you realize that, you know, there are a number of people out there who don't know a whole lot about their faith? There are people who are converting to our faith right now. If you know anything about our faith and it's something that you would like to share, you can volunteer to be a catechist. You know, if you know, perhaps going out and doing all the wonderful things that are out there in the world, the different ways to help people, maybe you can be of more service if you start small. You know, you start working here at church. You can be an usher. You can be someone who reads, you know, at Mass. You can be someone who greets people out there. You can be someone who volunteers to help. And this is one of the, I think here for us as a campus ministry parish, one of the biggest things that we do here, brothers and sisters, is we train the next generation of Catholic leaders. You know, think about all of the wisdom and all of the experience we have sitting here right now. I mean, I'm sure there are a number of people who could reach out to our students in new ways to show them what it looks like to live our faith on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, of course, there are all those opportunities we have, all the different service trips that we have, all of the different ways in which we reach out to those, to the poor around us. These are things that each and every one of us are called to do, you know, in the process of being a Catholic Christian. If we're just coming to church on Sunday, and if we're just praying in the morning for a little bit, and in the evening for a little bit, even if that's significant, brothers and sisters, we're falling short of what it is that Jesus is asking us to do. Because we have been given a wonderful opportunity. We have been given much. How many people out there in today's world do you think can come together and say, I can come and sit together here with 500 people on a Sunday morning in peace and in harmony and share something very important with them? You know, that's what we're called to do. We're called to reach out to those who are in need, whether it be their physical needs or whether it be their emotional and their spiritual needs. And brothers and sisters, I can guarantee you that God has given us every tool that we need, and all of those tools are sitting right out there. So as we go, you know, go about our week, and we want to ask ourselves, you know, let's ask ourselves the question this week and pray over it. What more can I do to share the great gifts that Christ has given to me with those around me? And that's the most important thing, is that our faith, brothers and sisters, is a face-to-face relational type of thing. It's not something that we, you know, we just simply say, okay, well, I'll just throw some money at it and somebody else will do the work. Unfortunately, God calls us to more. And you know what? When we answer that call and when we go out and we respond to Jesus' call to help others and to be more involved in our faith, amazing things happen. It more than pays for itself in the things that we do. So let's ask ourselves, brothers and sisters, where am I holding back, and what more can I do?